Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey.
I just talked to the building manager.
What?
They're kicking us out.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Guys, are you in there?
Yeah.
Hi, Dan Ferguson.
I hope
we're not recording this. I'm the building manager. We've never had it.
Dan, you put the cans on and went to the mic.
I know. Dan just barged
in
here.
I just met you.
We just spoke
earlier. I heard that there's a problem.
We got to get you guys out.
Is it for our own safety or did we do something wrong?
Did we do something?
Both. For your own safety and you did something wrong.
What did we do? Do you want a Red Bull? It really chills you out.
If you got one.
Here. Sugar free.
Oh.
There you go, baby.
Actually, I prefer regular leaded. You have a sugar one?
Oh, gasoline joke.
No, I don't have a sugar one.
I feel like
I'll
keep
screwing
anyway.
Up with
I have,
you.
I have Celsius or Athletic Greens. Oh, okay. He's open.
Listen, take a sip of that. Is this about our subordinate, Will?
Look.
Oh, God.
That guy drives everyone nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's either him or it's you. So what's it going to be? I'll let you guys go. I'll let you guys sidebar.
Okay.
Hey.
But I need to know in the next half hour.
Got it.
Because I've got a,
okay.
I've already rented the studio space to a very, very prestigious former Hollywood actor.
No. Oh, God.
So.
Just give us a second.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry to barge in.
Okay. That's okay. Thanks,
Dan. You take the cans off and go away from the mic. Okay. I feel like we've had our ups and downs with Will, but I feel like he's family now.
He's family now.
Hey.
Hi.
Guys, sorry I'm late.
Ugh. Hey, no problem. We're just in the middle of something.
That idiot Dan Ferguson. Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
Well,
I hate that guy.
We just got a hell of a news bulletin from him.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they're asking us to leave the building unless.
Unless what?
Unless either you go or we go.
Oh my God. All right. Well. I guess it's got to be me.
Well, that's what we were discussing.
Yeah.
We think that, you know, this being...
I'd never want me to ever, you know, get in the way of what you guys have built here. And I just let me just tell you who we have here for our last person.
Listen,
here.
Take a sip of that Red Bull, that guy that was just your dad.
Oh, did
he only
already,
had the
did
first sip.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I think that he's concerned about the office culture.
Chamois.
Yeah. Because we had that rat issue.
Of course.
And Bone was killing them. And yeah. we left the falafel in the trash all night. And I think that, you know, people around us in the surrounding offices often complain about our quote unquote loud toxic conversations.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, we really gotta finish this out strong.
I always tell them that's who you guys are.
But Will, I don't think it's as open and shut as you think it is. I think Matt and I might be willing to give you the keys to this.
To the castle.
What do you say?
We think you are a young talent. The G.
That was so beautiful.
He has learned and grown so much under our tutelage.
So proud.
And this season.
Guys, I won't let you down. I promise.
This season
I won't
of the, let you down. Haven't let us down.
And never have you have produced let us down.
Amazing you, content.
Listen to me. I won't let you down.
This podcast, it has been a vehicle for young, hot talent.
Jesus.
And you did that, and we only were the facilitators. You did that.
Do you know you did that?
I mean, I guess I know I did it, but I not really.
No, but do you know?
Until I hear that, I don't really know.
Do you know what you did?
They were selling Clown Parade coffee mugs at Trader Joe's. A whole row.
The mark of success.
That's when you know, when you've transcended the trades and you're out in the real world where people go, Trader Joe's.
I want to be where the people are. I want to see. Want to see them dancing. Walking around on those.
What do you call them?
Well,
we're looking for feet.
Oh,
we're but, so proud of you.
Still proud of you still.
Hey, what do you say? For old time's sake, you pitch us one
cap on the thing.
This huge success.
This has been a major success.
It is.
And the trades
are. It is a bit of a wrecking ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Good.
Yeah. Nice.
Ball.
Yeah, finish with the L. Accent on the
L. Ball.
Is that good for sound?
Who cares if it is?
Yeah. And you know what? Who cares if it is? Because this next person is bringing the heat and the funk and the beat. All right? All three things.
The three?
The three. Funk beat. Sudi Green.
Oh!
Sudi Green.
Wow.
Yeah. Sudi Green is a writer and an actress known for Saturday Night Live and Hulu's Shrill.
Damn right.
Oh my God.
Thanks. Two things we know.
We know that for sure.
Now listen to what Sudi's put together. Dr. Nancy Pitts, OBGYN, mother, wife, baby bringer, and sangria enthusiast.
Oh, come on.
Talks sexual health.
Hot.
And Delaware's Kennedys.
Less hot.
The Bidens. Mm-mm. On Parts Talk with Dr. Nancy Pitts.
We're getting a Delaware legend, Dr. Nancy Pitts. Sharing all the gossip that's going on in Delaware.
Parts Talk.
Divulging. And the health secrets of the finest people in the Delco area.
Of the 1%.
Of the 1%.
Of the Delaware area.
Yeah.
Right?
So like, you know, middle class.
Middle class.
Right. But okay. Yeah.
She's seeing Hunter Biden leave his car and enter his beach house.
Oh my gosh.
Dr. Nancy Pitts sees it all. She's got ears and eyes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
This is incredible. I mean, I am so... To know that we now are getting into medical, I think we've covered every area of podcasting. Well,
Look, all I can do is my best, and I just tried to live up to the standards that you guys have set. And I'm sorry that I'm getting let go today, but it's been an honor and a privilege.
What don't you understand? You're getting the keys to the castle.
I'm not. Dan Ferguson threatened me within an inch of my life out there.
Be honest.
Yeah.
You're starting a production company with Kevin Spacey, aren't you?
Parts Talk
with Dr. Nancy Pitts
begins now.
Parts Talk. Hey, hi, hello. Come on in. No, come on in. I know it's a podcast, but come on in. Hi, my name is Dr. Nancy Pitts, and welcome to the first episode of Parts Talk, a new podcast hosted by me, Wilmington, Delaware's number one female OBGYN, where I give out advice about all things parts. We're talking vaginas, boobs, nipples, butts, dicks, balls, grundles, and so on and so forth. If it's a part, we're going to talk about it on this show. Now, like I mentioned before, I am an obstetrician and a gynecologist, or as my husband likes to call me, a snatch specialist. My number one job is to bring beautiful, bouncing babies into this absolutely fucked up world. But you know, I'm also a lot more than that. I'm a mother, a wife, a sangria enthusiast, and a lifelong masturbator to Bon Jovi. But above all, I'm a lifelong citizen of the beautiful state we call Delaware. I started this podcast for two reasons. Number one, I'm too damn tired to write a book. And number two, people keep coming up to me all over town at the Zingos, the Starbucks, the Dunkin's, the Wawa, the good Wawa, the Wawa with gas, the Wawa where you can get burgers. And they ask me so many questions about their hoo-haws and their pee-pees. I mean, I'll just be minding my damn business, filling up a thermos with room temperature hazelnut coffee, when bam, a lady who works at my daughter's school is asking me why her piss smells like root beer. I don't know, stop drinking root beer and start drinking water. But now I can use this podcast as a safe space where my community can ask me intimate and important questions anonymously, in secret. Now, some of you might be wondering, Dr. Nancy Pitts, how did you get here? You know, my mother said I was born to help people. And I actually remembered the day I was born. First and best day of my life. Oh God, the nurse that helped deliver me was stunning. Crystal, gorgeous, crunchy curls, tiny, wispy bangs. I tried to rip off my own umbilical cord just to save her some time. I said, you've done enough, my angel. I ran an advice column in my junior high school paper. Yeah, that's true. It was mostly kids asking things like, what's a hand job? And like, how hard should I be kissing? But I think it really made a difference. And then I ended up going into pre-med at UD, that's University of Delaware. And I stayed local because, you know, I'm a Delaware girl. And a lot of my friends said I should have gone to Pitt in Pittsburgh on account of my last name, Nancy Pitts at Pitt. But I didn't want to abandon the great state of Delaware just because of a really hilarious joke. And so I've been here in Wilmington, Delaware, delivering babies ever since. Not to toot my own horn, I've become a real pillar of the community, you know? Some people even wanted me to run for mayor, but I can't stand politician types. So I said, no, I deliver babies. I don't want to work with them. Because politicians are to babies. God, it's good. It's really good. You know? Oh, I love political humor. But you know who absolutely stands above politics? Delaware's own homegrown Joe Biden. And now it's time for our first segment, a little weekly check-in we call
Biden Spotting.
This is the part of the show where we talk about which member of the Biden family I saw in the greater northern Delaware area. Because as you know, Delaware is the size of a sneeze. Seriously, if you're not paying attention, you're suddenly in Maryland. It's disorienting. And this week's Biden spotting is Hunter Biden. We all know Hunter Biden, the problematic son of Joe Biden, has had a rough couple of years. You know, he had some unflattering angles on a hard drive that somebody found. I don't know. I don't like to read the news. But I saw him, you know, and I saw him at the Einstein Bagels near the Acme. He got a blueberry bagel scooped out and he looked rested. You know what I mean when I say rested? First of all, he's at Einstein, so you know he's eating right. And he just looked full in the face and hydrated, and the whites of his eyes were the color that they should be, which medically is white. Keep up the good work, Hunter. You had a problem, but you overcame it, and we're praying for you. And you know, for our international listeners, they might not know all that Delaware has to offer. The Bidens aren't our only claim to fame, even though you could argue that, you know, they are the main one. There are many, many famous people from Delaware, and I'm going to list them all right now. Joe Biden, already mentioned him. The sad girl from Amy Poehler's show. What's her name? Like Audrey Plaza? But I don't even think she lives in Delaware no more. Pretty sure she lives like in New York or LA. Someone look that up. The wife from Meet the Parents. Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband, and I heard he's from North Star, Rich. And this isn't a person, but you know that part in Wayne's World where they're like, hey, we're in Delaware. I love that part. When a movie mentions the place I live, that just gets me so excited. So yeah, that's basically what the podcast is going to be. My infectious personality, Delaware facts, and sometimes I just need to get stuff off my chest in a segment we like to call Ain't That the Pits? Ain't That the Pits? Birthdays on the unit. Can you hurry up? We're going to do the cake. No, Janine, I can't hurry up. Also, who's buying the cakes? Because whoever it is just getting whatever's closest to their house. It's not a good cake like Costco or cookie. I don't even want to celebrate my birthdays no more. Everyone can get together at my funeral. And this is Ain't That the Pits.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Okay, enough of me blabbering about my personal life. Let's get into today's topic. Each episode, we're going to get into a new topic that I just so happen to be an expert on. And this week is my bread and butter. It's the miracle of life. And I'm not talking about my Roomba robot vacuum. I'm talking about babies, cooking them and birthing them. After they come out, that's somebody else's job. But in the baby kitchen, I'm the head chef. I'm talking Gordon Ramsay. God, don't you just love Gordon Ramsay? He's so mean to adults, but he's nice to kids. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I was actually the first female OBGYN in this county. I know. The doctor before me was this old dude who likes spanking the babies too much. I love babies. They're not afraid to cry in front of you, and they let you watch whatever TV you want. Basically, perfect humans. So now, some members of my community have submitted questions anonymously, and I'm going to answer all your questions about childbirth. Ooh, I'm excited. They're printed on little note cards for me. That's nice, whoever did that. So, question number one. Hashtag pretty mama, okay, conceded, from Allentown writes, Dear Dr. Pitts, I am 7 months pregnant with my first child. I am so excited to have a little mini-me, but I now realize my baby could look more like my husband. He's the sweetest, but I married him for his finished garage and not so much for his looks. Been there. What do I do if my baby comes out ugly? Okay, this is an excellent question because medically speaking, some babies are just busted. Here's what you can do. Put a big old bow on it. Bigger the bow, we're not looking at the nose. Blame the weird baby on a random family member. Like, you know, everybody's got an uncle with a squished skull. Just say the baby takes after him. Or hide it. Wrap the baby in a blanket or a freaking baby Bjorn. By the time it's three, it's going to get all the kinks worked out. Okay, I think I answered that question real good, so let's go on to the next one. Anonymous from Not Gonna Say says, Dr. Pitts, I know after giving birth, my body will change, and I'm okay with that. But what parts of my body is specifically? What the heck is going to happen to my hoo-ha? I'm really glad we got this question about parts because this is parts talk. And let me get into the nitty gritty. Your vulva is going to shift, but it will be kind of like when they took out the carpet at the Red Robin by the DSW. Like it felt scary, it felt weird, but then you're biting into a juicy burger and it's the same great family restaurant. That's going to be your vulva. Okay, question number three. Aspiring amateur father asks, twins, are they creepy or scary? And the answer is, it depends. Two girls, The Shining, creepy. Two boys, they grow up, join a frat, scary. Boy and a girl, that's a gift from God. That's a twofer, never have to be pregnant again. Question number four. Hoagie Bun in the Oven says, I'm on baby number three, ugh. And at this point, the whole going into labor at the hospital seems a little been there, done that. Are home births safe, or does my husband just want to save money on a hospital bill? This is an excellent question. Home births, not against. Less work for me. Now, personally, my carpets are too expensive. CB2, I mean, I'm a doctor after all. But yeah, you got a big tub big enough? Invest in a hot tub, or better yet, an above-ground pool. Pop out a couple of kids, and then you enjoy it every summer after. Now, the one thing about home births is it kind of gets into like a doula territory. And if you don't know, a doula is kind of like a birth coach that helps the moms when the dad is looking at his phone. But my experience with doulas has been, doula know what you're doing? I had a doula come up to me. Her name is Amethyst. She tells me she needs to hook the iPod to a calming playlist. Okay, well, your girl just shit herself, but okay, doula what you want to doula. Question number five. I deleted my period tracker app because I was taking up too much data on my iPhone 6. Now I'm pretty sure I'm late. And by the way, I'm 17 and do not want to be a mom because my mom is a bitch. Okay, well, let me set the record straight because I am pro-choice 100%. My stance on abortions is smoke them if you got them, because you never know when they're going to go full Handmaid's Tale, which the geniuses on the Supreme Court did when they overturned Roe v. Wade. God, that was a dark day on the unit. I haven't seen my nurses that upset since they found out Friends wasn't a current show. Hard truths. Hard truths. And speaking of hard truths, hey, Brett Kavanaugh, you want my medical opinion? You have rape face. So why the F does you get to say? Anyway, now it's state by state, I guess. And Delaware's pretty blue, so I'm not worried. But just in case, I've got a ton of hoarded abortion pills in my she shed. Looks like a sexually active Costco in there. You gotta come over and see. If you don't want to have a baby, don't have one. Did you know the majority of women who get abortions are mothers who already have kids? Unrelated, my son Marcus recently told me he wants to do voiceover for anime when he grows up. It's all food for thought, you know, make your own choice. The abortion clinic we have in town in Wilmington, oh my God, it's so nice in there. It's just the sweetest, the nicest people. One of them's my neighbor, Kathy Glenhurst. She lives over on, okay, wait, I shouldn't have said where she lives on account of she works at the abortion clinic. Forget that. But my point is, the people at the clinic will give you the information, and that information shouldn't be scary. I mean, I can't emphasize this enough. They're just a great group of gals over there. You know, they usually go to the happy hour on Fridays over at the Applebee's. Not the Applebee's at Suburban Plaza, but the one on, no, Nancy, you shouldn't say that either. Oh my God, I'm going to out these abobo goddesses. Ladies, if you're listening, may God protect you. Okay, wait, let me look at that last question again. iPhone 6, 17, bitch of a mom. Okay, I know who this is. I know who asked this question. It's not anonymous. It's my daughter, Erin, who thinks she's grown. Okay, hold on, because I got to call her. I got to call Erin. Hold on. Erin.
What?
Did you send an anonymous question into my podcast?
Stop. No. What are you talking about even?
I know it was you because you is the only girl in your class with an iPhone 6. And let me tell you something. You think that you're pregnant from that no good boyfriend of yours? Guess what? You're not. You know how I know? I take pregnancy tests to the inside of your toilet
First
bowl.
Of all, ew, disgusting. What are you even putting in your hand in there for? It's fucking poop and piss. Second of all, I asked for iPhone 8 and you keep being a fucking bitch. So you were right about that part. And third of all, I'm sorry that you don't like my boyfriend, Trevor LaCarles, because he's Filipino.
I don't not like him because he's Filipino. I actually like the Filipino part of him the most.
You dislike other parts of him? What, that he likes to go to Montauk and surf?
Look, I don't care if you two surf together. I'm talking about when you get to Hump and Uglies,
Mom.
And you get to Babe and Beacon, and I'm going to start crushing up little birth control pills and putting them in your corn pops. I'm going to do it. I'm not above
it. Why don't you just ask me and communicate with me about what we're doing, okay, instead of assuming. Yes, I mean, things have progressed with me and Trevor, but you don't ask me questions. You assume, 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 and it makes an ass.
Okay, you're right, Erin. Let's just do it right here, right now on the podcast. Wow, I can't believe I'm asking you this.
Wait, how many people listen to this?
Well, let's count. Your mom, your pop-up, definitely. Uh-huh. Nancy down the street. Uh-huh. Carol.
Mm-hmm, true.
Pat. Mm-hmm. Your aunt, Pat. Mm-hmm. Trina.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think a couple of nurses at the hospital. So at least 12.
All right, well, I already talked to all of them about this, so it's fine. You can ask me.
Are you and Trevor doing the deed?
Okay. So you know how I'm taking AP American History?
Uh-huh.
As Bill Clinton once said, it depends on what is. There you go. What's sex, Mom? Because I'm actually really confused because I feel like I'm late. That's for sure. But also talking to, you know, the other girls, it feels like they might be doing things that I feel like is sex. And I'm just sort of like, you know, confused about how it goes down.
I'm so happy that you're asking me these questions, Air, because there's actually...
None of the other 12 people that you mentioned, when I asked them about it and had full conversations with them about it, none of them knew. So I'm coming to you.
Well, that's because they know that if any of them told you about sex, I would kill them. Okay, sex can, from a medical standpoint...
Ugh, make it fun.
Okay, when a man and a woman love each other very much, but sometimes it's not just a man and a woman. Sometimes it's two girls. Sometimes it's two boys.
Ew. Just talk about men and women, like me and Trevor.
Man and a woman.
Sexual relations that can lead to conception of a child is when the ejaculate of a man vis-a-vis the pee-pee goes into the vaginal canal and eventually the ovum of a woman, which you are not because you are only 17. But biologically speaking, you've had your period since you were 9 years old. I'm sorry you got that from me. And so, yes, you are technically biologically a woman. And so when the ejaculate enters vis-a-vis penetrative vaginal sex, that is how a baby is made. So are you and Trevor doing that?
First of all, let me say, you know how I took honors global history?
Yes.
Well, in Mesopotamia, you're a woman at 11. So let's just say that.
Okay, well, we don't live in Mesopotamia. We live in Wilmington, Delaware.
I know where we live. I've lived here all my life. I have a couple questions that I think would set us on a road to discovery whether I'm having sex. Is it sex if when you were out of the house last week, me and Trevor got in the shower together and he flipped me upside down and I passed out. And when I woke up, I was in the bed and he had made me a juice with two ice cubes.
Oh, God, air. I don't technically think what you have just described is sex, but I don't like any of it.
Okay, well, maybe you should be home more.
Well, maybe you have a mom who's a doctor, okay? And your dad's supposed to be home, and he's not supposed to let you in the house with the boys with the door closed.
Well, he was drinking a beer watching Modern Family. What else is new? I have another question.
Yeah.
Is it sex if a boy tickles me, and the boy is Trevor, Lacaros, my Filipino boyfriend? Is it sex if a boy tickles me, and I'm like, stop, but I really don't want him to stop? It's kind of more like, keep going, but it's funny. Then, like, I get a little mad at him, but it's, like, a little horny. And so, is that sex?
Once again, that is not technically sex, but I do not like it.
Sure.
And I think by saying stop, but you actually like it, that is setting a bad precedent. Error.
All right. So, I have one last question. Is it sex if... during the lacrosse trip, because the boys' team and the girls' team both went up to upstate New York for that lacrosse tournament.
Oh, God.
Is it sex if after the milkshake social, Trevor and I went back to his hotel room and we looked at each other while we undressed and I just had never felt like that before. And I realized that I was in love with him. And so he had bought some lubricant, gun oil lubricant. And
oil.
It's a really good brand, which I found out when, because I don't know. I really don't really know what's supposed to happen when I'm getting excited. Turns out we really didn't need it because I was, you know, I guess I was ready. And then he sort of inserted his penis into my vagina. And we were very connected for about 18, 19 minutes. And looked each other deep in the eyes. And he said, I love you, as he finished inside me. Is that sex?
Aaron, that's sex. And actually, I'm going to say it. That's not just sex. That's making love.
Oh, my God. So what? How do you feel about it?
Did Trevor put a rubber on his little Trevor? Please, Air, I'm begging you. Did he use a condom?
Well, maybe if you would let me have an iPhone 8, I would be able to, you know, because the iPhone 6, like, I can't even update my phone, so I don't have Google on this. So I couldn't even Google where to get a condom. So, no, he didn't.
This is what I get for sending you to Catholic school.
He didn't put a condom
one. But also,
Aaron, you're having unprotected sex. So this actually validates kind of all I've been talking about your no-good boyfriend. I'm proud of you for being in love. I'm proud of you for using lubricant. Okay? Like, a lot of that situation, I gotta admit, I was actually pretty proud of you during, because I was actually happy for you. But you got to use a rubber. Thank God I've been sneaking birth control inside of your Smucker's peanut butter and jelly pre-packs.
Mom, that's fucked up. Up and get your hands out of my things, like my toilet bowl and my snack box. Get your hands out of all my stuff.
A mother is always right.
And your eyes out of my business. How about that? Can I tell you one other thing? Wouldn't it make you happy to have a little Filipino grandchild? Yeah, I bet that would make you feel really happy, fake woke.
I would be happy to have a Filipino grandchild if it was with another Filipino man as the father and it was in 6 to 12 years after you've gone to college.
I'm not going to college, Mom. I'm going to
school. You're going to University of Delaware. You're going to University of Delaware just like me, just like your dad, just like your mom, just like your
papa. I'm not going to UD. I'm going to LA.
She wants to be a backup dancer.
Trevor says the surfing is good there. Trevor says the surfing is good there, and I know the backup dancing is great there because of the movie Honey.
Look. You didn't even follow through with show choir, Air, okay?
Mom, you did what? That's singing and not dancing. First of all, you know that that's singing and not dancing. First of all, you know that.
Do I?
Well, if...
You never stuck around. We never got to go to an assembly. We never got to go to a recital. Because you quit show choir because you said it was cringe.
It was cringe. We sang My Funny Valentine. What? First of all, that song isn't even funny. Second of all, it's not even pop.
Air... Look, I know that we fight. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yeah.
I get down on you about your boyfriend and your inconsistencies, but I have to say, a lot of what you said today, I'm actually really proud of the woman you be becoming. I remember the day I went into labor with you.
I hate this story. I hate when you tell it.
I was so excited, you know, because I'm an OBGYN. And I thought, oh, well, now I can take care of this in-house.
God.
I wanted to give birth to you in front of the JCPenney three-way mirror.
Oh, Mom.
Because I was picking out your bassinet and I saw it and I thought, oh, this would be the perfect place to do kind of the pull-in court.
It's not even the good one. You couldn't even go to Lord & Taylor.
It was the good one back then. Okay, this is before Yves was born at the Christianimal. And just looking at you now, looking at the little slutty girl that you've become, and your hair is so long and your tits are so stacked.
Thank you.
You get that from your mother.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you and I love you.
Love you too. Okay.
Okay, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Chicken cutlet.
Okay, I'm going to tell your dad I'm going to be home in about 2 hours.
All right. Dad! 2 hours.
Okay, bye, babe. Right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, love yous. Oh, Lord, that girl's going to bring me to an early grave.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Well, thank God we have our next guest because she is a constant saving grace in my life. Please give it up for my favorite nurse on the unit. She's an incredible NICU nurse, and she's an incredible mother of eight. Please welcome Nurse Jessie.
That's right. Jessie. Thank you for having me. Two S's, two E's.
That's important to say because it's actually famously a podcast, so we're not going to have like the name pop up on the screen or nothing.
Oh, yeah. And you don't know who's listening, who's working at Starbucks and has the opportunity to get my name right when they spell on the cup because they really do fuck it up every time.
Ain't that the worst? You see, that's why I go to Dunkin's. You're kind of a classy Starbucks gal. Are you thinking of switching to Dunkin's?
You know, I'm thinking of going Team Wawa again. You know, one of those things you know, yeah. And you know how it goes because we go way back with the Wawa.
Yeah, I know. Because I know how it goes.
But you graduate to something classier, as you were saying. Back in my CNA days when I was a CNA, you know, it was all Wawa all the time, but now it's right. We're in Starbucks mode because I really do need that espresso for these shifts I've been pulling.
Oh, yeah. They got you on doubles on the unit, but you're getting overtime.
That's right. You know, I start early with saving up for the Christmas gifts because you just don't know what the kids want these days. I got eight of them. So you know that I can't. Every dollar counts.
Every dollar counts. Now, for those who don't know, Jessie is a mother of eight. And I've delivered every single one of your kids.
That's right.
And, you know, it's really nerve-wracking delivering nurses' babies because you're both mother in labor and you're both nurse. And I know I can't screw it up, you know, with the forceps or turn in or any because most of your babies have been breech.
Yeah, you know, that's right. They get all scrambled when they're inside of me because, you know, like you were saying, I worked these shifts all throughout my pregnancies.
Right.
So I'm on my feet most of the time. You're not supposed to in those first and second trimesters. And you sat me down, at least for the first four, and said, listen, Jessie, I don't know if I feel right about you doing this, but when there's a will, there's a way. But you did it perfectly every time. These kids are healthy.
These kids are healthy, and they're little nightmares. And that is all that we can pray for.
That's what I was thinking.
How many boys? How many girls?
We're rocking with three boys.
Oh.
And five girls.
Okay, see, that's a good proper ratio, because if the ratio is switched, you know, then you got yourself a little t-ball team, and then, you know, goodbye to any nice furniture you have.
Oh, yeah, we got the feminine mystique in the house, you know what I mean? Like, there's just a certain amount of female energy that's floating around that I feel like is good, it's calming, it's grounding.
Yeah, it's nice.
And the boys, you know, they're learning early. They're learning how to respect women early.
Oh, thank God. Okay, that's important. You know, I went over to Jessie's, and you got a beautiful split-level home.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're living over in Hokesson now, or by Cooch's Bridge?
Yeah, right by the bridge.
You know, what I love about Jesse's house is every season, you know, Easter, fall, Thanksgiving, you put a different flag up in front of your house that has the most recent holiday that's coming up. And it's just a nice reminder of that is the time that we are in.
That's right. Yep, it's true. And I even did a little something special for some of these more micro holidays. Columbus Day. Oh, the Italians love the Columbus Day one, all the local Italians. You would be shocked if you saw the amount of hoagies and sausage or peppers on my doorstep on Columbus Day, because they love seeing the little flag waving in the sky.
Ain't that beautiful? Ain't that beautiful? I don't think we're supposed to celebrate Columbus Day no more, but if there's peppers and hoagies coming out, you know, salt, pepper, ketchup, I think we can look the other way.
Yep, and that's what they've been telling me, too. A lot of these kids around campus are saying, you know, you really can't be doing that no more. He's a piece of shit. We don't honor pieces of shit. And so, you know, these days I'm a little more conflicted, but, you know, these Italians, they're so old. You know, how many more holidays did they got in them? Five, maybe, if we're lucky. So I just say, you know what, I'll keep it going. Then we'll let it die out. And I'll shift my focus more to, you know, Valentine's Day. One of those. Get some hearts out on the porch.
You know, I'm always talking about this on the unit. And Jesse, you are just an A-plus nurse. And you know, I die for my nurses. I die for every single one of these nurses on my unit. You know who I wouldn't die for? Tom in pediatrics.
Tom can fuck off.
Tom can fuck off. Did you see the way he looked at me today? He said, oh, no munchkins for peds? I said, when I come into Dunkin's on Friday, I get munchkins for my unit, okay? We cook the babies. After the babies are cooked and we push them out, Tom, it's your territory. It's your dominion. You can take over, okay? But he just thinks he's cock of the walk.
Oh, he's overstepping boundaries left and right. And it's not just you and me that think this. I've been corralling some of the other nurses in the ward, and, you know, the sentiments are the same across the board. Tom's got to go. But I don't know how to push him out. I've never done the coup d'etat, as they say in France. I never overthrown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, Jesse, you're going to Starbucks, and now you're speaking French?
Yeah, you know, you got to keep it classy, you know. But I don't forget where I'm from. I'm never going to forget where I came from, you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to be too good for it.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I leave that pinky out. Even when I'm delivering sometimes, I get that baby, pinky's out, whole time. It's like a blessing.
And the parents appreciate it. The parents appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the little details. It's all about the details.
That's the thing about delivering. It's all about the details. Mm-hmm. People don't really even realize that. They don't even know. Like, you're putting in an IV or an epidural, you get that detail wrong, mom's out walking for a couple of years.
Oh, no.
And I've had that happen. Mm-hmm.
And that's something Tom would know nothing about. He doesn't know shit. He doesn't know his ass from his elbow when it comes to details. He's Mr. Big Sky Thinker. I don't have time for that.
It's babies.
Oh, yeah.
Babies are the Yadro figurines of humans. You know, you got to be delicate with them. You got to be detail-oriented. And you got to put them on a place where, you know, no dog is going to bump into them.
Which I have seen happen before, and it's not something I ever want to see again. Something I even hesitate to bring up now because I got shivers all up and down my spine. Even just the thought of it is making me sick. It's making me sick to think about.
You're so empathetic, Jesse. That's why I love you. Well, you know, speaking of disasters that are waiting to happen, did you hear about a local serial killer, the Newark Napper? They caught him. Thank God.
Oh, my God. I missed it.
Yeah, the Newark Napper. And turns out he was going into people's homes. And he was napping next to him. And he did a couple murders. He did a lot more naps than he did the murders. Because I guess depending on what kind of comforter they had, that was like one of his triggers or whatever. Anyway, they revealed the Newark Napper's identity. And yeah, Jesse, hate to break it to you, but we delivered him.
Don't even say it. Oh, Christ almighty.
We brought him into this world, which is part of, you know, it's hazard of the trade. It's hazard of the trade.
What kind of freaking butterfly effect did this cause, do you think, at the end of the day? I'm sick over this.
Well, you know, we have a medical obligation to bring babies into this world, but you don't know what kind of creeps these babies are going to turn into.
It's true, but you know what? Come to think of it, you know, and I'm digging deep in my memory hole right now, is that I do remember his mother. And I do remember his mother being very peculiar about the bedding that we were bringing in there. So I think, you know, we always come back to this. Is it nature? Is it nurture? I don't know. Was that a hereditary quality that he got from his mother? I don't know. Did she teach him this in the Norman Bates way? I don't know. But oh my God, now thinking about it, I just got a knot in the pit of my stomach.
I know. It's so freaky deaky scary. And I swears to God, when I heard this, I dropped my Dunkin' all over the floor. And I said to my husband, Patrick, you deal with it because I'm already late for work. But it got me thinking, you know, Jesse, had you to do it over, had you known that that little precious baby boy with his weird mom talking about what kind of thread count we had that baby on, would you to do it over, bring that baby into this world?
I think I would have to. I really do see it as my fiduciary responsibility to, you know, the Grey's Anatomy in the nursing world, you know, that, like, you know, hand on the Bible. We were just doing our jobs and then we send them off. I think I would do it all over again. But you know what? This time, knowing what I know now, I maybe would have been a little more gentle. You know, back then, you know, I was new in the ward. Like I said, I had just come off my CNA days. I was rough with it. And the one thing I'll say is that I think if it's a little bit on me, I could have been a little more gentle. Because also, come to think of it, I think we did drop him. He was a pretty slippery boy. He was a slippery boy. Slippery.
Oh my God, that was one of my first droppers.
Yep.
Now I remember it. And you know, okay, so fans of the pod will know this. Babies get dropped.
Oh, every day. Like the Dunkin' on the floor. Shit happens.
You know, we used to, maybe this is before your time, but we used to have a nice little whiteboard in the unit that said drops today on it, you know? And if we got under 5 drops, you know, which is we would get one, you know, because drops happen. We can't be doing 0 drops.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
But if we got under 5 drops in that week, then the unit would get a pizza party.
Yep.
But then the parents didn't really like it, so we kind of changed it to, you know, pictures of the babies that we had successfully delivered. But, we did drop the Newark napper, but I'm going to blame his freak mom. And we're actually going to play a little game, Jesse. Are you excited? Do you love games?
Oh, love games. Love Monopoly. One time did a week-long Monopoly game, so you know I'm game for this.
A week-long? Oh, my God. Was that with the family down at the shore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were at Rehoboth Beach. Gorgeous beach. Really soft sand. Gorgeous. Sands. But you know what? It was raining the whole time. So we're inside. We're playing Monopoly. I barely slept. I barely ate. I lost so much weight that week just for playing that one Monopoly game. I'm dedicated. And don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise.
Losing weight at the beach, I mean, that's a feat in and of itself. Because when I'm down there, it's saltwater taffy, Coors Brothers, caramel corn. Saltwater taffy, Coors Brothers, caramel corn. Just 1, 2, 3. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so the game that we're going to play is called Would You Deliver?
Oh, I love this.
In this game, I'm going to name a controversial figure in the public world and ask you, Jesse, would you help bring them into this world or not? The first one, would you deliver Donald Trump?
Oh, God.
Now, I'm personally torn on this one. Because I hated him as a president, but I loved The Apprentice.
Right.
You know, before we knew. So I'm going to say yes on that one.
I'm going to say guiding through the early stages of the delivery, right? Doing more doula stuff. Let's just say I do more doula stuff, a little more hands off. That way I'm not culpable. But I know what you're saying. Okay. You're fired.
I mean,
what would I do without that cultural touchstone? That is one hell of a cultural touchstone. You're right.
Oh, yeah. You're fired. That's so good.
That was classic.
Why don't you just stick to that? I mean, I was saying that every time that I was firing somebody for years. Okay. The next person. Now, I'm not even sure if I know who this is, but it's written down here. Jake Paul.
Oh, the boxer? The YouTube boxer?
I think he's an asshole YouTuber who now does violence for money.
Oh, yeah. My 3 sons love watching him on the iPad. Sometimes when we're at Ruby Tuesdays and they won't stop fucking yapping, we just throw the iPad on. They watch all the old Jake Paul videos. They love it. And they love what he's getting into now at the boxing. It's amazing. I'm going to go ahead and say deliver because it keeps my three sons quiet.
Okay, so I'm going to say deliver too on this one. All right, now this one is sort of in the Newark Napper territory, but a little more famous, and I'm going to say a little more handsome. Would you deliver Ted Bundy?
Going to go ahead and also say yes, only because I love my true crime podcast.
I know you do. Sometimes I'm like, can you hear the code blue, Jesse? Or you listen to, you know, Murder, She Did.
Yeah, and he's a freaking rock star in that community. Might as well be Mick freaking Jagger of the entire true crime community. They would have nothing if not for him.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say also yes, would deliver because when you see, Ted Bundy, classically a hot murderer. Ted Bundy's parents probably were very attractive. And I got to say, when I see a really hot couple, you know, even though the mom, you know, she's pregnant and so she looks, you know, bloated and disgusting, you can tell under the bloat that she is hot and the dad is hot. I get excited to see the baby.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And normally I say, don't send me Christmas cards with pictures of your baby. I brought so many people into this world, you know, at a certain point, it's an environmental issue with the amount of paper cards that I'm getting in the mail. But if you are a hot couple and you have a hot little baby, I want to see how that baby's growing. So I'm going to say, would deliver Ted Bundy, probably had hot parents. I want to see that hot baby.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, when push comes to shove, who am I to play God? As a nurse, who am I to say, you are worthy, you can come in, you can't?
Yeah.
You know, I say this as a born-again Christian as well.
Yes, you're very religious. I forgot about that.
Born again in Christ. Born again in Christ. Who am I to say you can not up to me? I give it up. I give it up to God every time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. You know, me, I'm Catholic, but non-practicing, non-believing.
I was going to say, think about going to church because, you know, I could set you up with that. Great community. And
Jesse, don't go there with me. Jesse,
They got munchkins. Hear me out. They got munchkins. In the reception hall after mass.
Don't proselytize to me. We've talked about this before, okay?
Yeah,
your business and my business is mine. Okay, moving on.
I overstepped.
Here's a would you deliver, Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
Would you deliver? Okay, I have an answer for this one while you're thinking. I'd deliver, but then I'd have a serious talk with that baby, okay? And I would tell her to stop doing that stuff to her face and her body because I brought her into this world perfect, you know, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I'll say.
I'm with you on that one. And you know what? You're right. And you know what I was thinking? And now come to think of it, I swore I seen her on one of the other floors. And I know we got a plastic surgeon on floor two.
You saw Kim Kardashian getting plastic surgery in Wilmington, Delaware?
I swore I seen that ass walk onto floor two. And I know what they do. I know what they do down there. And I said, maybe it's a lookalike. But, you know, I heard that classic with a K, classic Kardashian voice. And I says, Wilmington?
Yeah.
What? You know, yeah. I'm like flashing my, I'm saying, well, what?
She's not going to Beverly Hills to get that work done. She's not going to New York City. She's going to the capital of plastic surgery, Wilmington, Delaware. Would you deliver Gritty, the Philly Flyers, little orange freaky guy?
Without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, me too. He gets born and I'm shaking his mommy and his daddy's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Because that man brings me joy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it when you go to the Flyers game and he takes pictures with the kids and he kind of messes up their hair.
He's goofy like that. I love it when people aren't too self-serious. I love a relaxed mascot. It is just too cute for words. I'm bringing all eight to go see him, too.
Oh, wow. That's quite an expense. Well,
yeah,
you know,
we're pulling him out of school. We're going to pull him out of school, make it a whole surprise. Film it for YouTube.
That's nice.
Because I've been monetizing my YouTube that I do on the side sometimes. So, you know, stay tuned. I'll drop the link.
Okay, stay tuned. Next, would you deliver Rocky, the pride of Philly himself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's an American hero.
Oh, my God. Oh, we salute him.
We salute him? That would be the honor of my life if I delivered Rocky. Are you kidding me? Imagine you and me deliver Rocky. I mean, we'll be riding on that for years.
Oh, my God. The valor upon which you would be able to stand. The mound of valor. Unbelievable.
You know, that Rocky statue in Philly, I'd be standing by there saying to people, we did this.
Oh, yeah.
This is me and Jesse.
And one time when I was doing my continuing education, I swore the nurses that delivered him were doing a TED Talk around the corner. And I missed it because I was, you know, some shit happened. Mm-hmm. They got into some altercations, some fights.
Right, right.
But
they
were there. They were discussing it. And again, they, from what I heard secondhand, they were saying what an honor it was and what a beautiful baby boy he was and grew up to be a beautiful man.
Rocky, beautiful baby boy, beautiful man, like Ted Bundy. Okay, and this brings us to our last, would you deliver? Tom in fucking pediatrics.
Never. Never. And I'd lose my license over that. I would beat that baby up. I would let it deliver, and then I would beat it up. And I don't even care if that would land me in jail.
As a born-again Christian, Jesse?
I'd sacrifice it all. I hate that motherfucker. And I hate the way he treats you, specifically. You're called out and targeted by him. And you then see it the way we do. Man, it really, it just gets me riled up.
Don't get emotional, Jesse. You know I can handle myself.
And I know you're a strong girl. You're a strong girl. But you know what? I just, we hate to see it. We hate to see it. Fuck him. Fuck his mom too. Whole family can go to hell. Look at me. I'm cracking my knuckles over here.
Jesse, you got me emotional over here because you as my nurse on my unit, and I'm just going to say it, my best friend, you have my back so hard. And you ride for me so hard. And I just have to say, both in a medical hospital context and in a personal context, it just means so much to me that you would go to bat for me.
That's how we do this.
And I'm going to say, Tom in pediatrics, if you're listening to this podcast, which I'm sure you are because you're so obsessed with me, Tom, I would deliver you just so I could lord that over you. And I would say to you every time you steal my parking spot, and anytime you complain about the fact that I'm not bringing your ass munchkins, I would say to you, Tom, I brought you into this world and I can take you right out of
it. We should put a pipe bomb in his culotta.
We should absolutely do that, Jesse.
Never see
Let's
it coming.
Let's talk after the
that
podcast.
That gullible dunce would never see that shit coming.
Jesse, this has honestly been the time of my life speaking to you on Parts Talk. Thank you so much for doing the pod.
It has been truly my honor, and thank you as a comrade, really. Thank you so much for everything.
You know, you're doing doubles on the unit, you're a mother of eight, and I just so appreciate you taking the time to do this. What are you making for dinner tonight?
Microwaving some peeps, because Easter's coming up.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
That's
yeah, nice.
Something like breakfast for dinner, you know what I mean? And the kids love peeps.
Well, thank you so much to my guest, Nurse Jessie. Thank you to my daughter, Erin, for not being pregnant. And thank you so much for listening to Parts Talk. This has been Parts Talk with Dr. Nancy Pitts. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.